In Britain, the question of should the UK stay or should it go will be answered in the next month. On June 23rd, Britain votes on the so-called Brexit. That's the question of whether or not the UK should remain in or leave the European Union. Joining us now from London, BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson. Rob, welcome back to Here and Now.
Great to be with you.
So obviously there's some pretty heated argument over the possibility of a Brexit. Lots of people making different claims about what could happen if the UK left the European Union. I wonder if we could first start with the tale of economic peril that some people seem to be saying would face the UK. There was a new report out recently that said it could actually lead to more austerity in Great Britain.
You said it was heated. I'm surprised if you put your hands out the window in the United States, particularly on the East Coast, that you couldn't actually feel it. That's how heated it's getting. But absolutely, if we take the economic arguments, I mean, I think that has to be said. But if you look at all the various reports, and if you look at what the International Monetary Fund says, the Bank of England, most economists in Britain, they're all on the side very much of Remain. And then the latest one of those reports is from one of the few think tanks that people truly trust in the UK on all the political sides, called the Institute for Fiscal Studies. And they've basically said that the problem with leaving is that it would slow the economy down. And that might mean that austerity, government spending cuts, would have to continue for another couple of years.
And this is along the lines of the argument that those people who are for staying in the EU are making, that overall it would be of net negative economic impact to the UK.
Absolutely. But this is what people really need to understand about those arguing for Britain staying in the EU, because it might slightly surprise them. No one, David Cameron, who's the leader of the In campaign, the Remain campaign, he's not saying, we love the European Union, it's the best thing ever. Nobody is saying that. They're just saying, look, you know, whatever the EU's defects, we're stronger economically staying in the EU, we're stronger diplomatically, and we're stronger in terms of our security.
Well, on the other hand, there were also some new numbers out recently that seemed to speak to the yes to a Brexit campaign, you know, because I was seeing that the net migration to the UK in 2015, there were 333,000 people who arrived on the shores of Great Britain. That was almost a near record high.
Well, what the figures showed was that for years and years after the Second World War, where you had net migration from the European countries of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000, it's stubbornly now, in terms of those coming from the EU, never mind those beyond, it's between 100 and 200,000. And obviously in a country Britain's size, I mean, you're talking about adding a city the size of Oxford, where I live every year, which is quite a lot. And of course, that has fed very much into the Brexit campaign, who have been saying, aha, this just shows you if you really want to get control of your borders, control of immigration, you have to leave the EU, because obviously Britain's membership of the European Union means there's free trade and free movement of people.
So is that at the basis of the Brexit, the yes Brexit argument, that the only true way to regain sovereignty is to exit the European Union?
I mean, pretty much. It's slightly more difficult to sum up the Brexit campaign, but I mean, in the nutshell, they're saying, yes, if you want to take control of Britain's sovereignty, its destiny, its borders, where it's going in the world, and also if you want to decouple yourself, as they see it, from an EU that's a train crash waiting to happen, vote to leave.
Now, how is this roiling the UK's political classes? Because I see that London's new mayor, Sadiq Khan, is on the side of David Cameron to stay in the EU, whereas the former London mayor, Boris Johnson, is one of the most outspoken voices for exiting the EU.
And you can chuck something else in there, of course. David Cameron and Boris Johnson were at the same very elite school. So, I mean, the sort of psycho-political drama of it all is just unbelievable. I mean, I have to say, I thought this was going to get nasty because the stakes are so high, but I had no idea it was going to get this nasty. And it's partly, of course, because there's a sort of intra-party fight inside the Conservative Party. But it's also got nasty, partly because the two camps have started to see each other in an incredibly kind of negative, narrow way. So those who want to stay in the EU, I mean, they just think that people who would vote to leave, who would take the economic risk, are just barking mad. They're just nuts and crazy. Whereas those, the Brexiteers, tend to look at the others and say, you're so negative. Oh, my goodness, you've got no imagination. Where's your daring? Where's your British can-do? So, yeah, it's got really, really nasty. Much nastier, I think, than even the politicians themselves could have imagined.
Could the upcoming vote and whatever the result is be a defining moment for Prime Minister David Cameron and his legacy? legacy?
Oh, absolutely. If Britain votes to leave, it'll be terminal. On the other hand, if we vote to remain, people will say, crikey, that David Cameron, we always underestimated him. He's won 2 referendums, 2 general elections. What a politician. I mean, I think if he does win, clearly it'll be extraordinary for his legacy.
Well, Rob Watson is the BBC's political correspondent. Always great to speak with you, Rob. Thank you so much.
You too, Magna. Thanks.